Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click the Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, and support services. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Well, hello. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio. My name is Karen Krejcha, co-founder and executive director of Autism Empowerment, a 501c3 public charity dedicated to making life better and more meaningful for individuals and families in the autism and Asperger communities locally, regionally, and worldwide. We serve all ages and abilities, and we promote four foundational pillars of positivity: accept, enrich, inspire, and empower. For those not familiar with us, our vision is an engaged autism and Asperger's community that connects individuals, families, educators, and care providers with valued resources and with each other. We provide free or low-cost events, programs, trainings, and services. One thing that sets us apart from many other organizations is that everyone on our board of directors is either on the autism spectrum, like myself, or related to someone who is. And we'd like you to become connected with our organization after the show by visiting our website at www.autismempowerment.org. And if you like social media, we have a Facebook page. We actually have a couple different ones based on different programs that we have, but you can connect to our main Autism Empowerment Facebook page at facebook.com/autismempowerment. We are also on Twitter and Google Plus and Pinterest. So those links, in case you don't have a pen with you, can be found on our autismempowerment.org website. And we appreciate you checking us out, joining us, giving us a positive rating, and making sure that we stay connected in the future. So if you are listening in live today, or even if you're listening on demand, our show recording date is Monday, June 3rd. And it has been a while since we had a show, but there was no way that we were going to miss having our show today, because today is our second anniversary, Autism Empowerment's two-year anniversary. And I'm happy to be joined today by my co-founder and our vice president of operations, as well as our program director of our autism and scouting program, John Krejcha. And I am bringing him on air so that he can join me today's show. John?
Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you.
Congratulations,
so John,
and happy anniversary, first of all.
Thank you. Congratulations and happy anniversary. You know, even though John and I co-founded Autism Empowerment, we've talked so many times, and it's not about us, little us, you know. It's really about the entire autism and Asperger communities and promoting, you know, acceptance, promoting enrichment, promoting inspiration, promoting empowerment. And we are so excited over the things that we are seeing Autism Empowerment do in the community, both locally, both worldwide, online, through radio, all sorts of different things. And so what our vision is today is to just let you kind of know a little bit about where we've been at, a little bit about our history, where we are currently, and just a little forecast for the future. We're going to make this a short show today, just 30 minutes, but we still have a lot of content that we're going to get into that show. So feel free to sit back, get a nice drink, and enjoy the show. John,
I have a question for you, Karen.
Yes.
So we founded 2 years ago. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the vision, the mission, and kind of your thoughts on this day about looking back after the last 2 years?
Yes. You know, a couple years ago, well, just a little, let me back up even a little bit more. I am on the autism spectrum myself, but I was not diagnosed until my 40s. And that diagnosis did not come until after our sons were diagnosed. John and I are parents to two sons who are both on the autism spectrum. One is now 7 and in first grade, and the other is 13 and going to be graduating 8th grade and going to high school. Back in 2008 is when the diagnosis of autism and Asperger's, those first entered our lives. And at the time, you know, that we got the diagnosis, you know, obviously it's a life-changing thing for, I think, any family that goes through this. There's a cycle you go through, all sorts of different things that go through your mind. But one thing that struck us was just that there wasn't a whole lot in our community to be able to plug into. Or if it was there, it wasn't that well advertised and we didn't know about it. Trying to navigate through systems, very complex. I became like a Google queen. I read everything I could online, did everything I could, but it just didn't still seem like there was an easy way for people to be able to access information that was meaningful, connecting and getting support, and being able to make a better life, you know, for our kids. And I was thinking, you know, it can't just be our family that's experiencing this. I'm sure families of teenagers, families of adults, I'm sure self-advocates on the spectrum are experiencing this. And, John, you know, you and I both talked about it. You know, we had a calling. And I can honestly say that in my life, I feel that I've been directed towards this purpose. I didn't know, you know, but it's a culmination of a lot of different things. And I feel that this is, you know, creating an organization of positivity that promotes acceptance, that promotes education through enrichment, through trainings, all sorts of different things in that area, inspiring people, motivating people, taking them out of a place of isolation, empowering people to live the best possible lives that they can. It's just where we wanted to go. We wanted to have an organization that was like that, that didn't focus on the gloom and doom, that realized realistically, yes, there's challenges and problems, but looked at it from a positive, proactive standpoint, from a self-advocacy standpoint, and saying, you know, if you want to learn about autism and Asperger's, it's really important to include people that are autistic in the conversation. And so we put those types of thoughts together when we were formulating our strategic plan. And, you know, John, you and I, we'd had 14 years of experience at the time in owning our own business, and we had not had the nonprofit experience. But you know what? It was worth it to be able to create an organization that was going to make a positive difference and make things better. So, I mean, that's just kind of like a little bit of the background on what we were originally seeing. And, you know, I'm not one that's content to just say, okay, you know, yes, it would be great to have an organization that just, you know, that served our local area and made things better for people there. My vision is just more, let's change the world. You know, let's make it better for everyone. And that's, you know, no one's going to stop us. That's what we're going to do. You know, we have a learning curve. You know, certainly picking up on a lot of different skills that, you know, I hadn't had as much expertise with in the past. But you know what? It's great. We've really developed a lot of collaborative relationships with other organizations, with other people. I think people are attracted by the positivity, the attitude, and they believe it. You know, it's authentic. We're not posers. We are genuinely here to help people improve their lives. And we invite others who want to be on that same journey to be there with us, to volunteer, to get involved. This is our journey, capital O, capital U, capital R. We are all ambassadors for acceptance. So, John, I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
Because we just did something that was really cool here locally, and that was that you and another Vancouver resident, Joel Dodge, just started a men's group. And
absolutely.
I was wondering, Yeah, and that's really cool because I think men need to get support. Everyone needs support, but oftentimes it's more difficult for dads and fathers, caregivers that are male to find that. So I was hoping you would tell our listeners a little bit about the group that just started and what's going on with it.
Absolutely. Well, the vision of the program is a support network that's going to hopefully be supporting different categories of people, dads, parents, you know, self-advocates, different types of programs in the larger scope. As Karen was talking about, thinking bigger picture types of things, we're looking big to long term. But it starts sometimes with small baby steps. And the baby step was what we started with a dad's support group started last month with myself and Joel Dodge being the facilitators. And the goal is to meet once a month initially and with quarterly events with our kids. It's open to both fathers, grandfathers, male caregivers, anyone who is male and supporting someone on the autism spectrum or neurological difference. So we want to be able to be inclusive to other things as well, but our primary goal is, you know, sticking with the mission is to support those families and caregivers on the autism spectrum or those on the autism spectrum themselves. And we started with about eight or nine dads that came out. It was really good because it was our first one, and it was a really horrible kind of rainy day that night. So it was just torrential rains. So having eight or nine dads that kind of weather to come out to get support was just fantastic. It was initially only going to be 2 hours. It actually ended lasting about 2.5 hours. We had food. We had some drinks, non-alcoholic. And it was just a lot of sharing and getting to know each other, kind of getting the group to become more organic and being evolving itself from itself. So a lot of the dads and people there had roots or buy-in on the whole program. And we actually have some great things planned. This month we have our next meeting. I believe it's on the 21st. You can check me on that day if I'm wrong. But I think Friday the 21st, it's going to be starting at 7 o'clock at Life Point Church. They're donating the space for our program, and we want to be able to thank them for their generous donation of that. And this month we're going to have pizza, so a little bit better hors d'oeuvres. we had chips and that kind of stuff, and but we'll also have cookies, so pizza and cookies and some other kind of cool stuff. And we're also going to have
no foo food,
not at all. And we're also going to have themed meetings. This month, the theme will be using your child's special interest to get into their world, and that's based off of, you know, several books and concepts that are very popular and very successful. So, and we're going to go with that. And one of the other dads is actually going to be bringing a presentation that he had developed to give to schools talking about his son's special interest and how to get into his world. So lots of kind of cool stuff. And, again, we have this booked out for the rest of the year, third Friday of every month. And check our website, check Facebook. You can get all the information there as well.
Sounds great. And if they wanted to and they had any questions, they could email you, John?
Absolutely. John@autismempowerment.org or info@autismempowerment.org or leave us a message on Facebook and someone will get back to you.
Yeah, you could even give us a call if you want. Our main autism empowerment office number is 360-852-8369. And even if you didn't have a question about that particular group, that would be the number in case you wanted to go ahead and reach us.
Karen, did you want to talk a little bit about some of the other programs that we had going on and some of the other outreach that we've been doing?
Yes, sure. You know, John, we recently had a board meeting with our board, and it was very positive, very encouraging to know that we have just a really good team that supports us, that's willing to work together to put together, you know, programs that are going to be of meaning. We have a variety of different things that we offer at Autism Empowerment. Probably something that we're known best for in our local community is just the different outreach services that we provide. You can see us oftentimes at different trainings and events. We were in April at the Special Education Conference and Resource Fair. We did a training there as well as exhibited and shared information. We've been at other things throughout the year. We, John, you were at the Vancouver Family Magazine Children's Festival. We have exhibited at a variety of different places. We have had special events. We had the Easter egg hunt for acceptance of all abilities on March 30th, and I think we ended up calculating that we had ended up serving about 1,100 egg hunters. But what was really neat about that, you know, in terms of outreach, was that it wasn't just an egg hunt. Last year was our first year of doing this, and we served about 450 hunters, more if you include the entire families. But what we realized after having that, it was a great event. Lots of people showed up and had a good time, but we weren't seeing them being able to engage and plug in afterwards. So this year, and John, you put so much volunteer time into this, we teamed up and partnered with the Miracle League of Vancouver, Washington. And John, you know, John took the lead on contacting a lot of different cross-disability community partners, organizations that serve children on the autism spectrum or with other disabilities, and invited them out to display and just make it a fun family afternoon event where people could get resources, they could have entertainment. The Portland Aquarium was out with a giant tortoise and a bunny, and you know, we got support of the community. The mayor came out. One of our state representatives came out, Brandon Vick and Tim Levitt, and they rolled out the first egg with the Easter Bunny. There was just a lot of really neat things that happened. There was a documentary, part of a documentary for Max and Me was filmed. Someone came down from Seattle for that. And it was just a really good, positive event. So we do things like that. We want to have two different signature events per year, that being one of them, and a Giving Thanks event that we will be having annually each November, which is going to tie into volunteerism, giving thanks to the people that volunteer for us, but also giving thanks and celebrating the positive things and gifts that are inside of each one of us that are on the autism spectrum. And so our Autism Serves program, which we are that is in development and did a soft launch in early April, is going to talk more about that and how to get people on the autism spectrum involved in volunteering in their communities of all ages. We feel that it will lead to potential opportunities for employment, internship, socialization, just intrinsic benefits, letting people in the community, you know, get used to being around some really great autistic people, and it's just going to be a lot of fun, really good things. We are engaged in networking with a lot of other organizations. I am on the board of the editorial advisory board for Spectrums Magazine, which is a publication dedicated to the autism community in Southwest Washington and Portland Metro. I am part of a new group that founded in February called the Community Autism Network. John and I participate monthly in different networking events through the chamber, through the nonprofit network of Southwest Washington. We go to a meeting called STOPS where we meet at the Arc of Southwest Washington with the Clark County Parent Coalition, Innovative Services Northwest, a lot of different local groups that want to serve within our community. So we stay connected by collaborating with others. But we also feel that it's important to not just work within our own region, but to get the word out, you know, through programs like Autism Empowerment Radio, which, you know, we've had such great growth, such great reception to this show, and also our sister station, Autism and Scouting Radio. And speaking of Autism and Scouting, that has been one of our programs that was actually one of the very first ones that we had. John, why don't you tell us a little bit about that and what's kind of been going on there?
Sure, because I know we only have a few more minutes left in this show, but briefly, we've been working currently on our leadership training kits that we have our grant for, and we've been actually in the production or in the writing stage of that. We've gone through a pre-development stage where we were able to, we have a committee that kind of works in guiding kind of the content, and so we've gone past that stage, and now we're kind of in doing some of the writing stage. We're hoping to get most of the writing done by middle July, and then there's going to be a video piece. We're still hoping that we can finish it by early September, and maybe even get them out by mid-September or early October. So, but definitely working hard on getting the leadership training kits done, produced, and ready to be shipped, and that's what we're going to be working on this summer. And that's kind of the main focus right now. We've been able to help find units around the country for a few different folks that have called in looking for units, where we go in and, you know, talk to their leadership and try to find a unit that's kind of friendly to those that have training and working with scouts on the autism spectrum. Our main focus right now is the leadership training kits.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some other neat things, you know, I've noticed that, you know, with autism empowerment, we're started out as a volunteer-based organization, and it still is. In the beginning, John and I were putting in hours, you know, as we could here and there. We still had a business in order to pay the bills. We still have that business. However, we are excited because we have been transitioned over as much as we could, you know, while still paying our bills, to volunteer as many hours as we could with Autism Empowerment. And I would say that we've pretty much done that full-time for the past few months. And the neat thing about that is it's giving us an opportunity to connect with others and to provide consulting, to provide additional training, to be able to do a lot of different things. But we realize that we need to be able to have more support. We need more volunteers. Naturally, we need fundraising. That's been a huge focus in terms of being able to try to secure grants, get startup funds, let people know who we are, let them know we're credible, we're transparent in terms of what we share. You know, our books are open, in other words, you know. And I think really, you know, one of the neat things that we have coming up in the future is that we are going to have a website redesign. We're going to overhaul what we currently have, which was designed by me through DoodleKit, and I am not a website designer. I love to write, but website design is not my experience or forte. So as a result of a recent pro bono award to our organization, we are getting some awesome consulting from someone who does have lots of expertise in this area. And so we really want to brand Autism Empowerment and showcase our four foundational pillars. And so we expect that that project is going to be going on throughout the summer. Now that we have finished April, we had, I think, 7 or 8 events that we participated in April. We did, you know, Sensory Day, we did a special Autism Empowerment World Acceptance Day event. You know, we did a lot of different things that month. But now, you know, that we have the summer months upon us, we're going to try to work on that website redesign so that really we can start to add more meaningful content. We want to add more blogs, more articles. We want to have a YouTube station where we're doing video seminars. We are going to add webinars as well, where people can plug into content either live or on demand, similar to the radio station, except that you'll have an opportunity to be able to talk with us and interact, to be able to see things visually. We want to be able for individuals that are self-advocates who or parents or that learn differently to be able to access the material that we have. And we want you to participate in that. We really want to engage people who have different skill sets to be able to help us. If you're a graphic design artist, help us with logos and graphics and all that cool stuff. If you like to write a blog, send us a guest blog or ask what kind of things that, you know, we're looking for writing topics on. If you want to be on our radio show, if you have something of interest that you think our listeners would like to hear, drop us a line. I believe that all of us have something that we can give to make our community a better place. So we want to engage you in that. And quite frankly, you know, that fundraising piece, it's not fun to ask people for money. It really isn't. There are some really great people out there that are very talented at raising a lot of money. I bet you guys have seen some of those out there. Well, we need some people who really believe in our mission, who are passionate about what we do, who are passionate, and that can help as well, you know. And
don't forget I mentioned about the golf tournament as well coming up.
Yes, you know, in fact, to that extent with fundraising, if you are in the Southwest Washington, Portland metro area, we are teaming up with the Miracle League of Vancouver, Washington, to have our first annual Charity Golf Classic. It's going to be on Monday, July 15th. You can get information about that at the ColumbiaRiverMiracleLeague.org website. You can contact us personally, and we can redirect you. We're taking sign-ups right now. You know, we're also really looking for hole sponsors. You know, for $350, you can sponsor a hole, have a table out there, and advertise, you know, your business or, you know, you know, you can then also have a team to play golf. It's $125 a person to play or $500 for a team of four. It's a best ball tournament. There's going to be an opportunity for an additional $5, I believe it is, to win a car by getting a hole-in-one. We're going to have an awesome silent auction out there with some really cool experiences like a hot air balloon ride, a wine tasting party for 20, a Dyson DC-41 vacuum, an animal vacuum, a neat autographed Ernie Els golf, Ernie Els for Autism golf package, all sorts of cool stuff. So feel free to check that out. And, you know, if you can't play, please feel free to donate and help us out with the event or, you know, donate a prize or, you know, let golfers know, you know, about what we're doing because we really could use that support. And we, we just have a couple minutes left here in the broadcast. We thought we would make this one a short one since it's been a while. But we are going to be coming back strong in June with a lot of different shows. I miss talking to you guys. I love doing the radio. It had just been, honestly, quite frankly, it had been just so busy, so many different things going on that it was very difficult to schedule the shows. But John is my scheduler. We're going to have more shows in June. I will have that schedule up within the next week about some of the shows that we're going to have. And feel free. At any time, we are here for you. You know, it may take give us 24, 48 hours if you have a question that you have for us. We will do our best. If we do not know an answer, we will find someone who does because we really care about making life better for individuals and families in the autism and Asperger communities worldwide. So on that note, John, is there anything you want to share before we head off for the day?
We've been here 2 years, and we're just going and moving, and just we're looking forward to the next 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 years ahead of us.
Absolutely. Autism Empowerment is here for the long haul. You can count on that, and I am so excited to be celebrating our second anniversary with all of you. So thank you very much. And if you're not that familiar yet with us, get more familiar. Join us on Facebook. Subscribe to our station. See what you can do to help And thank you again for taking time from your day to listen to our show. This is Karen Krejcha from Autism Empowerment Radio with my co-host, John Krejcha. And we are saying goodbye. Thank you for listening in today.